anything else. Those two words, I know, shut down a conversation like nothing else. And I know for me, it was a place of not wanting to feel like I wasn't good enough. It was this way of protecting myself. And really it was protecting my ego from feeling like I wasn't good enough and I was a failure. And through my entrepreneurial journey, I've learned that when I take on feedback, even if I know, you know, even if I have an irate customer who is just, or a client who is being totally ridiculous, which doesn't happen often, I still ask myself, what role did I play in this? And if I can't give myself feedback, then I'll ask somebody else who's a little bit more objective, because that is our best area for growth.
I so agree with you. You know, it's funny. I was talking with one of my clients this morning, and she's a young under 30 entrepreneur. She's on her first company and she's just, you know, secured her first round of funding. She's just beginning to hire people, but deep down inside, she's still got a level of insecurity around her youth and around the fact that she doesn't have all the answers. And I think, you know, you struck on it, and it's also in line with what I uncovered with her today. It's our own fear that we don't have the answers and our own belief, a false belief that we're supposed to, that causes us to put on that mask and to have bravado. Because when we stop listening, what we're really doing is we're defending ourselves, right? So the most important thing that any entrepreneur can do is listen and learn from the feedback in your environment. And you're exactly right on the know-it-all. I love putting it that way. You know, that's really just a defense mechanism when deep down inside you're like, oh my gosh, I don't have any idea what I'm doing. And are they going to find me out? It's imposter syndrome, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.